What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding for communities everywhere.
Indubitably.
Tu sabes.
That's what we do here on the Positive Truth. It is Monday, and we are tired.
Agreed.
We're still bringing this uplifting and positive news, because that's what we do. Hopefully these uplifting news stories give us some energy to conquer this Monday. We have 8 positive news stories today. Before we get to that, do we want to talk about t-shirts, Tim? Or do we want to talk about the whole 3 days a week, where to find us at, or we want to do both?
Man, I'm so tired. You guys know about our shirts. If you want one, positivetruth@gmail.com. That's about it right there on that one. And go ahead with the 3 days bit, bud. Because, yeah, man.
So, yeah, we have t-shirts. They all go to a positive cause. Yeah. And basically, if you want one, give us a 5-star review or get us 10 followers, likes, subscribers on our YouTube page, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are a 3-day-a-week podcast. My name's JP, that's Tim. Monday and Wednesdays, uplifting and positive news. On Fridays, it's audio and visual, where you can see both of our pretty faces while we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. And we are a minute and 49 seconds in. We've done all the intro. We are tired, but we are going to push through. We usually have more energy than this if this is your first time tuning in. And we got 8 positive news stories. Tim, do you want to start or do you want me to?
Man, I'll go ahead and start real quick. So, if you're an Iowa Hawkeye fan, you made it to the show.
That's how you start off today, Tim.
Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. All right, I'm with this. So, check this out. The Iowa Hawkeye football fans, they turn and wave to a building that's built overlooking the stadium. It's a hospital, a children's hospital at that. And every game, their new tradition is to wave to all the children in the hospital, which is built right over the stadium, which looks really, really awesome. It's a real short story that I have, but I do have an awesome video that I'm sharing to our Facebook page right now as we speak. So go ahead and check it out at the Positive Truth Podcast.
They're just waving to the kids in a children's hospital?
Man, you're talking about 75,000 people waving to kids in a children's hospital.
Whoa, is this a football stadium?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of people in one place.
Exactly, man. It's really cool. They got some dope pictures that obviously you're going to be able to see.
How big is this hospital that's by it?
I'm not exactly sure how big it is. It's, looking at it, 1, 2, 3, 4... 4 or 5 stories. I don't know. There's a lot of people in the way right now.
Why did they start this tradition?
Well, the hospital wanted to get built over the stadium specifically for this, so these children can watch football, watch events that are going on in the stadium. It's really awesome, man. It's a really positive story all the way around if you go back and look at why it was built.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, my first positive news story is kind of about kids, but free lunch will now be provided for all New York City public school students. Free meals for everyone, so no kid will go hungry. No kid will get told no because they don't have enough money to pay their school lunch anymore. And I think that's pretty positive and awesome.
Yeah, man, that is awesome. Shout out to, was it New York Public Schools?
New York City.
New York City Public Schools. Man, Oklahoma City Public Schools did the exact same thing this year for the first time, and it's amazing.
So do you get free lunch since you're a teacher?
Yeah, as a coach, I can probably go in there and get, like, a free meal, for sure. I definitely went to Roosevelt last year for, like, a meeting, and I got free lunch over there.
Hey, you know my there's nothing that makes me happier than free food.
I hear that, man. I hear that, especially if it's pizza.
Well, they actually made, because I work at this little restaurant, they made us fish tacos. And like, no one, like, they made extras. They're like, well, JP, do you want some of these extra fish tacos? My man. I had like five of these things. And these were like large fish tacos. But yeah, made my whole night better, man. Free food is amazing. No one should ever go hungry.
Agreed, man, agreed. And speaking for my next story, it's about some animals, but they shouldn't go hungry either, right?
Absolutely.
So, Southwest Airlines is flying animals from Houston to San Diego to shelters because they're finding them all over the streets, you know, homeless by themselves because, you know, obviously the hurricane did so much damage that they decided to do this for absolutely free. And so far, they've gotten around 80 orphan dogs and cats from Houston to California safely.
What are they doing with them when they're in Cali?
When they get them in Cali, they have an Operation Pets Alive website that they put together, and they take a picture of their pets. They have them in a shelter. They leave them there for an X amount of time, and if nobody claims this dog or cat, they go up for adoption.
That's what's up.
It's pretty awesome, man. That's a really cool story.
Well, speaking of that, I was going to save this story for the end, but I actually have a positive dog story.
Oh, snap.
But it's not really a positive story. Okay. Okay, let me explain myself. So,
all right.
I'm doing engineering, and they did our little tour around all the stuff in the school. And they showed us the 3D printer. And I've always found 3D printers to be absolutely amazing. Like, they can just take this paper and just make it into this ball of whatever they want. And so I Googled 3D printing, and it led me to this YouTube channel. And I'm not gonna lie, the YouTube videos were a little bit boring. But so I went to their little page and I hit most popular. And their most popular video had like 10 million views.
Man.
And so it's a positive news story about Derby the dog, right? So the dog was born with a deformity. Its front two legs were I don't know how to describe them. They just didn't function properly. They look like T-Rex arms. Like they're okay. Curled in, they're really small.
Gotcha.
And so when Derby was adopted, they bought him the wheels so he can, you know, run around. But the wheels are kind of restricting. They don't turn as well as actual legs. So these people that do these 3D printings, they saw the dog and they're like, all right, we're going to make him some prosthetic legs. And they made him 3D printed legs, and it's just a video of him running around happy for the first time with his new 3D legs. 3D printed legs.
That is a positive news story.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to post the video the second this is done. It's basically 10 minutes of happy dog running for the first time.
Man, that's so awesome. I'm ready to watch that.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
All right, man. Well, I got a story from Orlando. With everything that's going on over there right now with the hurricane, it's terrible. And, you know, we all have them in our thoughts. So this lady was actually going to Lowe's because she was trying to buy a generator. You know, everybody's buying generators because, you know, the storm's coming in. Right now it's there. And there was only 216 generators delivered to that store at 7 a.m. in the morning. 2 hours later, they were all sold out. And Pam Breck is her name. She was in line to buy one, and she watched the person in front of her get the last one. Ooh. As soon as she saw that man, she broke down in tears. She started crying and said, "My father's on oxygen. I'm worried about this storm." And she just immediately started crying again. She was wiping the tears from her eyes when the person in front of her, named Ramon Santiago, turned back and said, "You know what? Here, take this." And she, you know, of course said, no, it's okay. And he said, "No, please take this. You know, you need this way more than I do. Please take this." And the whole video was the whole moment was caught on video. And that's exactly what I'm sharing to Facebook right now. So if you guys want to check it out, again, the Positive Truth Podcast is where you can find it.
Tim, what's up with your voice, man? You okay?
Yeah, man. I'm doing two things at once, and I had to stop talking to think. My bad.
No. I mean, it sounds like you're sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
But well, you're either really sick or really tired.
Yo, when I say I promise you, as soon as we're done recording, I'm going to sleep in the most positive way possible because we're on the positive truth.
Okay, well, back to the positive news story. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Who recorded this?
Oh, man, some random person.
Someone behind them?
Probably the person that didn't get it again.
But didn't... Hold up. So I saw this story, too. So didn't he get a generator for free?
I didn't know he got a generator for free.
Well, mine says the one I read was Florida man who gave generator to stranger down on her luck gets a free one. So I'm pretty sure someone gave him one too, because he gave his away.
Wow, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, man, the positive news story gets more positive.
Man, that was crazy, right there in front of me.
Yeah, man.
What else you got for us, man?
Okay, I have a story about a donation. Basically, the University of Texas, they got a donation to their School of Social Work by a man named Steve Hicks, right? He's a businessman. He's got a government degree from the University of Texas. Yes, he doesn't have a background in social work, but he's always been focused on supporting institutions that directly help people. And basically, he was like, I think we have a great society, but in every social system, parts of it break from time to time, and the social workers are there to pick up the pieces, whether they're in hospitals or recovery centers, assisting living facilities or prisons. And it's not the most glamorous of jobs, but I know I couldn't do it myself, so I have a deep admiration for the people that do. And so he donated, here's the catch, $25 million to their social work program. Something he had no connection to. He admired the people who did social work.
$25 million.
$25 million, Tim.
Man, $25 million. All right.
And so most of it's going to get going to research and basically scholarships, because he says basically social work people aren't paid enough. Which is the truth. Oh my gosh. Someone that got a sociology degree, that is the truth. So on average, students are $45,000 in debt whenever they leave University of Texas with a social work degree. And this $25 million is basically going to be turned into like scholarships to make sure that doesn't happen.
Man, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, man. I am definitely posting this on the Facebook page along with Derby the Dog Dog. I don't post a lot of my stories, but I feel like these two need to be looked at and discussed.
I like that. Looked at and discussed.
What do you got, Tim Tim?
Man, that's all my stories.
No, I mean, you got one more. Remember? It was the one with the pictures.
The picture.
I'm trying not to spoil your story.
Oh, man, you're absolutely right. Well, I have one more story. It's about a photographer named Josh Rossi. He's helping kids find his inner power. And if you know anything about myself or JP, he's a Batman fan and I'm a Flash fan. So whenever you see these pictures that I'm uploading to our Facebook page right now, because that's what I do, you're going to see why. He's helping kids with special disabilities, you know, just look amazing. He takes a picture of them in these cool costumes that look like they're straight out of a movie theater, or out of the movie like Superman, you know, or DC. What is the movie DC?
Justice League.
Justice League. There you go, man. I'm over thinking of DC Legends of Tomorrow on the CW, man. But yeah, the Justice League. Basically, his daughter. He took a picture of his daughter who was Wonder Woman. He edited them himself, and it looked amazing. He took a picture of a little boy dressed up as Batman, and these are just some amazing pictures, and these kids feel so empowered once they get to see it. A little boy named Zayden, who's 7 years old, he was dressed up as the Flash and had lightning all wrapped over his body, and once he saw it, he started jumping up and down because, you know, it looked amazing. Once again, you had a kid named Caden, who was 5 years old, who can't walk, see himself as a cyborg, which is this big machine that, like, can walk and do everything. I mean, it's a very, very uplifting video that you guys need to check out. Again, it's on our Facebook page right now.
Yeah, it's been on our Facebook page for like 2 weeks because we keep forgetting to talk about it. But yeah, each kid has a story. So the kid for Superman, he was born with a hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which means he was basically born with half a heart. And so Superman has one weakness. And so the kid named Tegan Piet, he has one weakness, so he was drawn as Superman. The Flash kid has ADHD, so he always got in trouble at school, as well as, like, he couldn't sit still, so it's like, turned it into a positive. He gets to be the Flash. He's always running around.
Right. And so dope, man.
That's what makes these, like, pictures amazing. Wonder Woman is, basically it's a young lady named Sophie Lopez. She had radiation therapy to battle a rare form of cancer. And she, like, got through it and found the strength to do it anyway, just like Wonder Woman, always conquering, never letting anybody get her down. These are, like, really, really positive stories by a great photographer. And the pictures look really cool. Kind of jealous.
Man, more than jealous.
Yeah, check that out for sure. And lastly, my last positive news story is Tim's favorite kind of positive news story. What's that, Tim?
It's a follow-up, probably on Chance the Rapper.
Oh, you know it. You want to guess what he's doing now?
Man, he's saving the whales.
No, he's sponsoring a new award show.
Oh, really? What kind of award show?
It's going to be award shows that give out awards for teachers in public schools. So the best teachers, and they basically, they're throwing a party for the best teachers, principals, and students that convey leadership in the Chicago area public schools.
That's what's up. And he's sponsoring it, like his organization?
Yep.
Man, that's awesome. I'm telling you, man, he's goals as a human being.
I would vote for him for president at this point.
Agreed.
I'm just saying. That's the kind of, like, help we need in Chicago right now.
We need the help everywhere, man.
Absolutely. But, so let's let Tim get some sleep. Tim, do you have a positive news story? I mean, a positive quote?
You're tired, man. I do have one, man. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky. That's how tired I am, man.
Well, before we get out of here, make sure to follow us on the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, Twitter at TPT_podcast, Instagram at The Positive Truth. We're also on YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, all that other fun stuff. Email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com if you have a positive news story or you want us to talk about a specific topic on Fridays. And on that, we're out.
Stay positive.